boats can't go in unless you got your hat checked.
We must check our hats?
Yes, 35 cents apiece, please.
But we have free invitations to Cone's wedding.
Certainly we got.
It's not my funeral. You must check your hat to make a hurry up. There's a crowd waiting in back of you.
Will you check our three hats on one check for 35 cents?
Say, what do you people think this is, a bargain counter? When you come to a wedding for pleasure, leave business behind.
Well, with me, it's always business before pleasure.
And with me, it's 35 cents for hat check, each and every individual.
All right, and here's my money.
And here is mine.
And here's mine also, too.
Here's your hat check. Next.
Say, mister, where's the entrance to the hall?
Right to your left.
I hope we'll have a good supper.
Oh, here we are.
Ah.
Crowd here.
Yes, and there's Esther Levi. She weighs 300 pounds. She's a crowd alone.
Look at Ike Greenberg. He's wearing a four-in-hand tie and rusted shoes with a full dress suit on.
Let him alone. He thinks he's at a masquerade ball.
There's Narcissus Lefkowitz. You remember how thin her face looked last month? Give a look at her now. Ain't her face renovating beautifully?
Sha-sha.
What's this?
The ceremony.
Oh, ceremony. Look at Sam Siegel. His pants are so baggy at the knees, he looks just like he's going to give a jump.
Ah, and there's Meyer Cohn, the bridegroom. He looks just like he stepped out of a bandbox.
Sure, when you hire a full dress suit from Vinsky, you look just like a Beau Brummel. That's what his sign reads.
My, what a lovely figure the bride has.
There in the bank.
Oh, Lucky Meyer.
Ladies and gents, now comes the Grand Master Supper. Please don't push or shove, but remember safety first.
Come on, Ken, come on.
Somebody behind me who must be starving from hunger.
Oh, here we are in the dining room.
Hey, waiter, hand the soup over here.
Say, waiter, will you please hand me the fish over here?
Say, waiter, will you please hand me the chicken over here?
Hey, what do you all think I am, an octopus?
Boys, let's sing up a toast to the bridegroom, huh?
All right. Boy, he was a jolly good man, boy, he was a jolly good man, boy, he was a jolly good man, boy.
Meyer Cohn.
So well?
Well, he's a poor book now.
Telegram for Mr. and Mrs. Meyer Cohn.
Come on, boy, bring it up. Wait a minute, please. To Mr. and Mrs. Meyer Cohn, may your lives be neutral. Mr. and Mrs. Ludlow Wilsonski. To Mr. and Mrs. Meyer Cohn, may all your troubles be little ones. Mr. and Mrs. Theodore Rosenfeld.
All right.
To Mr. and Mrs. Meyer Cohn, when your wife throws a shoe at you, all you should say is, God bless you, Willie and Jenny Brinovich.
Say, Ike, do you know that this same Mrs. Cohn was once my sweetheart and that Meyer Cohn came along and stole her away from me?
Oh, I'll bet you were so mad for what he did that you could kill him.
Mad? Why, I'm so happy I could kiss him.